This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back to 97 on the Ticket. Scott the Gator Anderson along with Kang is with us as well, along with Evan. Doug is out today. He'll be back on Monday's program. Looking at some ticket texts that have come in. You're right. The first four games will determine what people will want to see the Lions do for the remainder of the season. 0-4, top draft pick, baby. 2-2, go Lions, playoff bound. LOL. That's BW from St. Clair Shores. It's totally Detroit versus everybody. They don't deserve one, but neither does Jacksonville. That's talking about the primetime games. No, Detroit does not deserve a primetime game. Jacksonville gets one, but it's a streaming game as opposed to a network game. So it's still prime time, and they were technically worse. They had the first pick overall, but they also have the appeal of having the first pick each of the last 2 years. One of them was a quarterback, and people want to see how the new young quarterbacks do. And, you know, the Lions do not have that player. Last two first-round picks, the Lions taking an offensive lineman and a defensive lineman. So not exactly, you know, marquee names, even though they're both very good players, I think. 248-539-9797. Telephone number. We'll get into the next quarter of the season here in just a minute. Let's get back to the calls. And Tim is in Dexter. Tim, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Tim.
How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I just wanted to call and talk about primetime games you guys are talking about. And Detroit, no, they do not deserve a primetime game just because of what you just said. They got no big star players on their roster, at least not yet. But I do think if they move the Thanksgiving game back to the night part, because I know there's two, there's us, and then there's a later game that's usually Dallas or
there's
someone.
Three games, yeah.
If we had the later game, I think a lot of fans would be fine and consider that their primetime game.
Yeah, I think they would, because technically it would be a primetime game. They have three games on Thanksgiving night, day and night, and they could have had one at night. It's, you know, then you start to go about your own, you know, personally, how would you rather have the Lions play on Thanksgiving night or Thanksgiving day at 12:30, and I'll take 12:30 all day long.
Yeah, it's just so people who are the haters that they're saying they're not getting a primetime game, like, well, there you go. They've still got their Thanksgiving game, and it's a primetime game.
Well, that's what you would want to see. You want to see them play at night on Thanksgiving.
Right, yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Tim. Would you want to see them play on Thanksgiving night?
I don't know. I'm so used to the Lions being put on the first game, which I feel like the people – that's what they put the game that no one cares about. That's what people think, right? But when we look back at the ratings, that was the highest rated Thanksgiving Day game was the 12:30 game this past year.
If you look at the rest of that schedule for Thanksgiving Day, it's nothing. Those games aren't like, was it Dallas and now I'm forgetting who it is, but it's, I think Minnesota is playing the other game. They aren't exactly marquee matchups in all three of those games on Thanksgiving. But look, the Lions don't deserve to be playing in prime time right now based on what they did last year. Absolutely not. Although it is interesting, they get Hard Knocks and then there's no prime time look in later on in the season. But they're also going to be playing all 17 games. Every game is telecast.
Yeah, the other Thanksgiving Day games are the Giants at Cowboys, 4:30, and the 8:20, the night game, is Patriots at Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, does that have, I mean, Patriots at Vikings?
It's a little weird because that's the one they can hand pick.
That's like as random as it gets.
Yeah, the Lions and Cowboys, you know, are getting one. But the NFL also knows they're king, and they could put up Jacksonville versus Seattle and get ratings, right?
Yes.
It's the only game going on. It's Thanksgiving. It's going to be at least background noise for most families. Would I like to see the Lions at night game? I guess just for to be a little different, I wouldn't mind it 1 year, to be honest with you. But I might want to go right back to 12:30 the following year.
Yeah.
But
I guess the one that I would not want to have is the 4 o'clock game.
Because you'll be passed out from the turkey?
Well, because I mean that's when you're eating, right? It's typically between 4 and 6, I think, is most people will have the Thanksgiving dinner. And, you know, that's true background noise. Like at night, you get that night game, you got your sweats on, you got your hand down your pants, just kind of relaxing on the couch. I don't mean like you're playing one-person sports. I mean, you just need to massage your gut because you've eaten so much.
Is that what you call it? Yeah.
It's my gut. Yeah, that's exactly what I call it.
We do like a Thanksgiving kind of lunch-ish. So I have like, I eat twice. Well, I think most people I eat twice. You have the leftovers the same day, right? You go back for, honestly, like by Patriots-Vikings, I'm on my fourth plate. I don't know. Like, what's going on? I wake up at some point during the Giants-Cowboys.
Normally, I go to the game. So when I get to Ford Field, if I'm there in time, and I try to get there in time for the pregame meal that they have for the media, and they have a turkey dinner. So I'm always like, do I do this? I'm going to turkey later on. But it's turkey. I love turkey. And you try not to overdo it because you know the food that you're going to get at home is going to be even better.
You hope. Depending where you go. I don't know.
Yeah. I have this ticket texter. My shoot the boot guarantee. 4-0 to start. That's Brian the Mailman. I think that's...
foolish?
I'll say it's foolish. I was going to say ludicrous, but I'll go with foolish. Being somebody who has done the shoot the boot guarantee and lost three times,
you don't throw it on something that
not something like that.
The odds are against you, right?
The odds are definitely not forever in your favor.
No,
this is not the Hunger Games. They are not in your favor at all. 248-539-9797. Jim is in Walled Lake. Jim, welcome to 97 on the ticket. Hey, Jim.
Thank you. You're missing a beautiful day out here.
Well, I didn't miss it yesterday, and I'll be out soon enough. It is a gorgeous day.
Hey, everybody making their predictions about the Lions, I just want to slow down a little bit because I want to remind you of the Tigers. Remember the beginning of the baseball season, everybody was making their predictions, and there was some publication, I can't remember what it was, predicted they were going to win less than they did the year before.
Right.
And everybody kind of poo-pooed it. No, that can't be right. And here we are.
Yeah, well, a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, too. I mean, a broken clock is right twice a day. Whatever cliche you want to use. I mean, did you think the Tigers were going to be better this year, Jim, going into the season?
No.
You didn't. You saw this total collapse happen.
Oh, no, I didn't see a total collapse, but I thought they'd be about either last in their division or second from last.
Did you think they were going to be better than they were last year? And your answer was no. So think they were going to win less than 77 games.
But everybody gets better.
Not everybody gets better. Sometimes you lose free agents. You lose players that in the offseason that you don't replace.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But I mean, Oakland, I think, is that's a prime example. That team did not get better. They traded away a lot of players.
Oh, yeah. They trimmed salary, didn't they?
Yeah, they did lots of it. So, I mean, it goes both ways. But, I think it's May. The schedule just came out, so that's all we're doing is looking at the schedule a little bit. We're not doing the game by game thing in a way. We're doing, you know, doing it in fourths. It's totally different. Doesn't it feel different?
It's totally different.
Totally different. Let's get into the next four, okay? Starting November 13th, on the road at Chicago, followed by at the Giants, then home against Buffalo. And home against Jacksonville. Now, this is where it gets interesting because of people's opinions on the Chicago Bears. I believe Jeff Lesson said the Bears have won 7 of the last 8 matchups against the Lions, but the Lions did win last year.
That's right. You're only as good as your last.
That's right. So you start with on the road, at the Bears, at the Giants, and then home against Buffalo, home against Jacksonville. The realistic disappointment? Well, I guess let's do it this way. Which of those four games is the most winnable game?
I would say at home against Jacksonville.
I would agree. It has to be home against Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Which is the most losable game?
That would be the Bills.
Home against Buffalo. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other two games are absolutely winnable games.
They're winnable.
But they're on the road, which makes them a little less winnable.
Yep.
How do you feel about them?
I feel a split is the least, it's the worst you should do if you're the Lions.
Okay.
You can't go 0-2. Even if you're a bad team, this is the NFL. I think even if you beat the Bears, you lose the Giants or vice versa. You got to go 1-1.
Okay, so for the four games then, you think 2-2 is realistic for the four games? Realistic encouraging, or are you saying 3-1 is realistic encouraging?
Realistic encouraging?
Yes.
I'll give you 3-1. I won't fight you on that. But even though it's realistic encouraging, 3-1. Yeah, I could see that.
Wow.
2-2 is probably more realistic, but you said realistic encouraging.
I said realistic encouraging, yeah. Realistic disappointment? What's a realistic disappointment? 1-3?
1-3.
I would agree with the 1-3. I would also agree with the 3-1. Wow. That's just flipping, flopping.
Yeah, exactly. But
that's what speaks to who they're playing, though, in that stretch. I mean, Buffalo, one of the best teams in football, you don't expect them to win that game. However, Chicago, the Giants, and Jacksonville are three of the bottom feeders in the NFL. You would imagine that they would be. Now, one of those teams, at least one of those teams, is probably going to take a step forward. And the Lions are in that group, too. This is why we say the realistic way. I'm not being a homer on this. I think that they win Jacksonville, they lose Buffalo, and then they probably split the other two. My thought is probably 2-2 in that stretch. But you went with 3-1 for the realistic encouraging.
You said encouraging. Let's go 2-2, though. I'm not going to fight
you
on that.
Yeah, no. I think 3-1 is
You said encouraging. I think 2-2 is very realistic.
I think 2-2 is the realistic one. I think the 3-1 is going beyond that. So I've got it down at 2-2. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same amount of text as well.
We are very well aware, people, that when we say, oh, the Bears are winnable, the Giants are winnable, the Jags are winnable, that they're saying the exact same thing about
100%
the Lions.
100%
I know this. The Bears are saying, well, the Lions game is winnable. The Giants are saying, well, the Lions game is winnable.
Right.
We got that. This is the NFL. Teams will win games they're not supposed to. Teams will lose games they're not supposed to. And then there's somewhere in between. I think 2-2 is about right, Gator.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.